But for the first time, we were introduced to a young man who went to this past Washington seminar, and he has become one of our more active members since his attendance. So I have asked, and he's a student, he is active in IABS, and he's also active in NABS. So I've asked Dustin Cather to come up and talk about Washington seminar.
Everyone. So last January, I had the distinct honor of attending Washington Seminar. And by a round of applause, who here has had the opportunity to represent the Illinois delegation at a Washington Seminar before? That's awesome. I love to hear that. And I want to thank you for that, because you guys are setting the ground for legislative issues that affect the blind community in ways that words I cannot describe. So the question is, why is advocacy important to blind people? And my answer, personally, I think, is because it works. If something like if advocacy for blind issues didn't work, we wouldn't have an event like Washington Seminar, and that is amazing to me, because we work so hard to push our agenda to our 435 congressional representatives, as well as our 100 senators. So for those of you who may not be familiar with Washington Seminar, what it is, it's usually a four-day event, usually at the end of January, where over 500 blind people, representative of all 50 states, as well as some U.S. territories, come together and storm Capitol Hill, pushing our agenda, fighting for the rights and privileges that the blind community deserve. As someone who's worked on a congressional staff before, I can tell you that they're listening, and that's a testament, because we have legislation like Aim High and Access Technology Affordability Act that's currently in the legislative process, that's being gaining support as days go on. And we are eternally grateful for the representatives who has supported and co-sponsored those initiatives, as well as some of the initiatives that we may have on our upcoming agenda. So what's on our upcoming agenda? Currently, right now, the legislative agenda for the 2018 Washington Seminar has not been announced. From my understanding, soon there will be a discussion. I believe, is it the board that decides? Yeah, the board will have a meeting within either November or December, and they will discuss the legislative agenda for the 2018 Washington Seminar. I'm not sure how it's going to change, but as President Rick Abono told us about, some exciting agenda initiatives like autonomous vehicles and other important legislative initiatives that could push our agenda and improve the lives of blind people in the future. It's very exciting, and I encourage you to go to nfb.org as once the agenda is published. I know our government affairs team works really hard on all those fact sheets and Q&As that you can present to your legislators. And whether you go to Washington seminar or not, I can't stress enough how important advocacy, sorry, I have a dry mouth right now, is, even when you're at home. So I'm telling you to call your senators, call your representatives, let their staff and the representatives know that these issues are important to you and their constituents. We would like to see their support. To the people who were on the delegation, Illinois delegation last year, I'd like to thank you for mentoring me. I feel like I have lifetime friends now. We got Julietta Myers, Patty Chang, Dave, Steve, and
She's Jamal. A nice one.
Jamal. Word of warning about Jamal if he's the team lead in one of the meetings. Just sit back and enjoy the ride, because that guy knows his stuff. He's a lot of fun. So if you want to be involved in the Illinois delegation for Washington Seminar coming up, this year it'll be held January 29th through February 1st. We have an application on nfbofillinois.org under the Washington Seminar tab. The deadline for that application is December 1st, and you can send that off to Denise. And looking forward to hopefully working with you again. I'm definitely going to apply again, and can't wait to push the issues that the blind community and the NFB has this upcoming January.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Thank you.
Great job. Thank you.